Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Yeah, Christmas was 5 months ago today. That means Christmas is 7 months away. Just saying. Well, experts believe they found the secret to being happy on the job, and it's not money. They say the happiest workers have employee autonomy. What that means is they're able to make decisions for themselves. They're allowed to contribute ideas. They operate with limited supervision and often determine their own responsibilities. Yeah, I'd say that's pretty much how it is where we work. Thanks, Dave. A woman ran into a Titusville, Florida CVS drugstore at 9:50 to get a quick birthday card on Monday night. She didn't realize the store was about to close. So when she approached the cash register a few minutes after 10, she tripped a motion sensor and realized she was locked in the store alone. The sirens went off. She started screaming and said she couldn't figure out why the employees didn't see her in the store. She's only about 6 feet tall. Probably got tied up reading all the cards. Man, I'll get my nose in those and look up, and it could be the next day. Say it isn't so. Archaeologists in Tennessee have discovered the fossil of a snake that lived 5 million years ago that could fly. Yeah, they say the snake didn't have actual wings, but it did have flattened projections on the front of its body, so it could probably glide out of trees. Probably called it a fly-thon. I made that up. We're turning the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Vacations, barbecues, parties, trips to the beach. Sound like summer? Well, mostly we're going to be staring at our screens, our phones. According to a new survey by Groupon, the average American says they'll spend about 6 hours a day this summer using their phone, tablet, computer, or television. That adds up to 35 days in June, July, and August, staring at screens. More than a third of our summer. Man, here are a few spending habits we don't want to pass on to our kids or grandkids. Eating out too much. Waiting too long to save for retirement. You're supposed to start as early as possible, like in your 20s. Only paying off debt and not investing. Not having an emergency fund. Should have one to cover 3 months of expenses. Most don't. And not being open and honest about spending and debt. Boy, especially if you're married, it causes some real knockdown dragouts. Oh, and of course, buying things just because they're on sale. In other words, buying things you don't really need, especially if you can't afford them. Spanish mountaineer Kilian Jornet just set the speed record for climbing Mount Everest. He climbed the world's tallest mountain without supplemental oxygen or fixed ropes in just 26 hours. How the... O.J. Simpson getting close to his parole board meeting. Some people think he'll be free by this July. There's a new documentary out that claims Marilyn Monroe's death could be linked to the existence of extraterrestrials. The movie is called Unacknowledged and claims the actress was threatening to go public with classified documents about UFOs. The government had no choice but to shut her up, it says. You hear NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell has announced that the league is finally relaxing its rules on touchdown celebrations, so players can now again do quick, harmless celebrations for fun. But there's still a ban on anything that's offensive or could be considered taunting. Some of the league still think it's not a very good example for young people. They say, hey, it's a team game. Why do we want individual celebrations? Finally, a few random facts for you. Energizer sales went down during the years that they ran their Energizer Bunny commercials. McDonald's sells 300 million Filet-O-Fish sandwiches every year. Almost a quarter of them sold during Lent. And tornadoes are statistically more likely to hit trailer parks. Wow. Hey, Monday In honor of our patriots who offer the ultimate sacrifice in the defense of freedom during their service in Afghanistan, Major Craig Massey, USA retired, an Afghanistan war veteran with 25 years of active duty Army service, will announce a roll call of more than 2,300 names of U.S. fallen citizen warriors. The proclamation will begin with the noon raising of the U.S. colors to full staff and the simultaneous playing of the national anthem. Roll call will immediately follow. You're invited to view this event at noon to approximately 2:30 on Monday, Memorial Day, in front of South Haven City Hall. Of course, as always, the annual Memorial Day Parade in downtown South Haven steps off at 9 o'clock, marching to Lakeview Cemetery, where a ceremony will take place about 9:45. Lest we forget to honor our war dead and thank them for their ultimate sacrifice. Knucklehead news out of Philadelphia, where police are looking for an armed robber who walked into a Dunkin' Donuts, leaped over the counter. Physical feat he was able to pull off because he stretched and loosened up first outside. Cops reviewed the donut shop surveillance footage, saw the crook stretching outside in the parking lot before running into the shop, where he jumped over the counter, pointed a gun at a worker, made off with $350 cash, then sprinted away, which he was obviously able to do because he had stretched. Geez, if he hadn't, he might have pulled a hamstring. Daily Buzz. Something I need to buzz about? Email Paul at WCSY.com. You can leave a message on Facebook, fax me, 637-2675. You can drop the info off here at the station on M140 in South Haven, right across from McFadden's Friendly Motors. Catch up on shows you've missed on our podcasts at WCSY.com. They're on the website and also on iTunes. Become a subscriber for daily downloads of The Daily Buzz. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift, and that's why it's called The Present. I'm Paul Andecker. We'll buzz again tomorrow, Friday, before the holiday weekend. Make it a great day.